Lighting.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a poll of consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service for your household. Before we begin, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. First, how would you rate the overall job JEA does providing its services to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. And does your home get its household drinking water from a well on your property, yes or no?
No.
And next, please rate the water service that comes to your home and the company that provides it as either very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative on each of the following, please. The first one, being innovative and using the best high-tech solutions to handle used water so it recycles safely. How would you rate that? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat neutral.
The next one, can be trusted to provide clean, safe drinking water?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, negative or just neutral?
Negative.
Okay, the next one, quality of the water for drinking. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay, then the next one, providing reliable service. How would you rate that?
Somewhat positive.
And the last four, being responsive to customers when they have complaints, problem, or service outage.
Somewhat positive.
Okay, and the last three, can be trusted to handle used water in a responsible way that is safe for humans and the environment.
Is this a yes or no, or the same selections?
Yeah, very positive, or just somewhat positive, neutral?
Somewhat, somewhat positive.
Just somewhat, okay. And the last two, the cost you pay for bringing clean, safe water to your home and removing the used water. How would you rate that?
Neutral. Somewhat neutral. Positive.
Or somewhat, okay. And the last one, operating the water service in an environmentally responsible way.
Neutral.
Neutral, okay. Now, how would you rate JEA for the overall job they do providing your home electricity? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
And how would you rate JEA's electric service on each of the following? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative? The first one, the cost you pay for electricity given all it provides to your household.
Very positive, neutral.
Somewhat neutral, okay. Providing reliable service.
Somewhat positive.
And the last one, generating their electric power in an environmentally responsible way.
Somewhat positive.
Okay, and next below are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it removed from a property. First, answer if you are very familiar, somewhat, or not familiar with each, okay?
Not familiar. Okay.
Oh, no,
go ahead.
The first one? Yeah, the first one is National Drinking Water Standards. How familiar are
very not familiar,
familiar, somewhat, not at all, okay? The next one, recycled water. Are you familiar, somewhat, very, or not familiar?
With not recycled familiar.
Water? Okay. Federal Government Safety Standards.
Not familiar.
The Florida Aquifer?
Somewhat familiar.
Somewhat. Clean water?
Not familiar.
Purified water?
Somewhat familiar.
Underground water shortage?
Underground water what?
Shortage.
Oh, shortage. Somewhat.
And the last one, used water.
Somewhat.
Okay. And second, answer if your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative, please. National Drinking Water Standards, very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Recycled water?
Neutral.
Federal Government Safety Standards?
Not
very
aware.
Positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Um,
or don't know.
Don't know.
Okay, and the last four, the Floridan Aquifer. How would you rate the Floridan Aquifer? Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
What about the Florida Aquifer?
Like, your reaction.
Positive.
Very, yeah. Or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. About clean water, your reaction, it's very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat neutral. Neutral.
Purified water?
Neutral.
And the last one, underground water shortage.
Negative.
Okay. Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. Have you heard or read anything about JEH's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0. Yes or no?
Have not heard nothing about it, no. Don't know anything about it.
Here is some further information about the new JEA water purification process. H2.0, JEA is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its system for three reasons. One, because state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. Two, because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. And three, the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. While learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA used water reclamation and purification project H2.0? Support or oppose?
Support, I guess. I need to know more about it, though.
Okay.
I mean, I like the idea of reclaiming the water, but I don't know what the process is and what water is reclaimed. Right.
Yeah, just learning this information I just read to you. Will you support it? Maybe.
I would support
probably,
it.
Probably. Okay. And here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner than even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA used water reclamation and purification project H2.0?
I don't know if I would like it going back into the aquifer. It's probably a good thing, though.
Okay.
I'd say the positive.
But does probably support or probably oppose the H2.0?
I would say probably support if it is bad advertised.
And now, in a few words, what do you like most or sound best about JEA H2.0 program?
Let me think for a second.
No problem. You can say anything at all. Just your reaction about this new program.
I think the program is probably good.
To start
conserving water, which is obviously important. So I would think it's probably a good thing.
Okay, thank you. And now, what do you dislike most or sound bad about JEH program? JEH 2.0 program.
I worry if the water that is being returned to the aquifer is clean and going to not have a negative effect on the environment.
Okay. Just give me a second. Let me document your answer.
Sure.
It's not affecting the environment, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 85%. Thank you again for your kindness to help us. Following up, opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following. the so-called toilet-to-tap program is so expensive for consumers and unnecessary, since today used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. And that messing with nature's process of rainwater, recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed but risky and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this, do you support or oppose the AU's Water Reclamation and Purification Project H2.0? After hearing that.
I would say I would support it.
Okay. In response to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet to tap, supporters say this term is both misleading and purposely fully inflammatory, since the full process takes toilet water along with all other used water sources coming out of a home and put it through 5 purification testing and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Then this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as a tap water to households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with? Supporters who say this label is misleading and wrong because the H2.0 project is safe, or opponents who say this toilet-to-tap program should be stopped?
It's really hard for me to give you a good answer without knowing more, but I would say on face value, I would support it.
Okay, just based on what you know about this right now. And lastly, here is a short list of statements about JEA H2.0 project. This is basically a last part survey. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative, please. The first one, throughout the H2.0 process, there is continual testing of the water to make sure water returned to the aquifer meet purified water standards. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative reaction.
Well, somewhat neutral. I mean, that's expected.
Okay.
You know.
The next one, as part of the H2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. The next one, while JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H2.0 purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. Very positive. Somewhat positive, okay?
The next one, putting
JEA H2.0 plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come.
Positive.
Very positive or just somewhat?
Very. I mean, that's a good thing.
After hearing that, okay. And the next one, this H2.0 project involves a state-of-the-art, high-tech, scientific processes for purifying water to make it safe and clean. Very positive, somewhat neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive. Okay. I mean, this would be a good thing.
The next one, since regional economic development and job growth depends on water, having a reliable, sustainable supply of fresh, clean water will give Jacksonville a competitive edge to attract and grow jobs of the future.
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. And the last four, given new stricter government standards for used water discharge and North Florida's growing need for more clean, safe drinking water, JEA customers will end up paying more in the future if JEA did not implement the H2.0 program, because they will have to find more expensive ways to solve these challenges.
Okay, so what's the question?
After hearing that, your reaction is very positive, somewhat neutral or negative?
Neutral.
Okay, and the last three. New state government regulations require that any used water put into the St. John River must meet higher standards than the treated water put there today. Through H2.0, the JEA is ensuring it meets these new standards that will protect the river's health. After hearing that, very positive, somewhat
positive. Yeah, very, very, very,
very
positive.
And plus two. Underage 2.0 purified used water returned to the underground aquifer is more pure and cleaner than when it first came out of the aquifer. After hearing that, very positive. Someone needs help or not.
Very, very positive, if that's true.
And the last one, while they are using a proven method of purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. Very positive reaction. Somewhat neutral.
Very positive. Yeah. Okay. Very positive.
Thank you. And lastly, given everything you have learned about JEAH 2.0 program, do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it? Now that you have a little more information, somewhat, okay?
Yeah, I would support it.
And the last few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or black, yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in your current home? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
0 to 10.
And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I own it.
Thank you. And what was the last grade you completed in school?
I have a college degree.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great night.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye. You as well.